Jeremiah chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who live in the land of Egypt, who live at Migdal, and at Tapanhes, and at Noph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. You have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah. And, indeed, this day they are a desolation, and no man lives there. Because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense, and to serve other gods, whom they did not know, neither they, nor you, nor your fathers. However I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate. But they did not listen, nor inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. Therefore my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they are wasted and desolate, as at this day. Therefore now this is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Why do you commit this great evil against your souls, to cut off from yourselves man and woman, child and nursing baby, out of Judah, to leave you no one to remain? In that you provoke me to wrath, anger, judgment. With the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to live, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They have not humbled themselves even to this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my commandments, that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says. Indeed, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah, who have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to live there, and they will all be consumed, and fall in the land of Egypt. They will even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They will die, from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they will be a curse, and an astonishment, and a shame, and a reproach. Because I will punish those who live in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. So that none of the remnant of Judah, who have gone into the land of Egypt to live there, will escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to live there. Because no one will return except those who will escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, and all the women who stood by, a great multitude, even all the people who lived in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord Jehovah, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we, and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. Because then we had plenty of food, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we quit burning incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her, we have lacked all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven, and poured out drink offerings to her, we made her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings to her, without our men. Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men, and to the women, and to all the people who had given him that answer, saying, The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, you, and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord Jehovah remember them, and it did not come into his mind. So that the Lord Jehovah could no longer bear, because of the evil of your deeds, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore your land is a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without anyone living in it, as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah, nor walked in his law, nor in his commandments, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil has happened to you, as at this day. Furthermore Jeremiah said to all the people, and to all the women, Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, all Judah who are in the land of Egypt. This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says, saying, You and your wives have both spoken with your mouths, and fulfilled with your hand, saying, We will surely perform our vows that we have vowed, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to her. You will surely accomplish your vows, and surely perform your vows. Therefore hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, all Judah who live in the land of Egypt, indeed, I have sworn by my great name. Says the Lord Jehovah, that my name will no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God Jehovah lives. Indeed, I will watch over them for evil, and not for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt will be consumed by the sword and by the famine, until there is an end of them. Yet a small number who escape the sword will return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah, who are gone into the land of Egypt to live there, will know whose words will stand, mine, or theirs. And this shall be a sign to you. Says the Lord Jehovah, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words will surely stand against you for evil. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will give Pharaohofra king of Egypt into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of those who seek his life. As I gave Zedekiah king of Judah into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, his enemy, and who sought his life.